I'm Alan Combs. We are talking to Bruce Weisman, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, U.S. National President, and David Turetsky, publisher of a couple of websites, also research professor at Carnegie Mellon University. You had a piece, David, in Razor Magazine, December 2003, January 2004, double issue. We talked about Lisa McPherson. You talked about the Lisa Clause. What is that?
Yes, the Lisa Clause is a document that Scientologists are required to sign that gives the church the right to forcibly detain them, hold them, isolate them from friends and family if they suffer a mental break, to prevent them from getting psychiatric care and to instead subject them to their own treatment regimen. And this clause has been... It came to light after the death of Lisa McPherson because Lisa did not sign this form. Her family was able to sue the church for a wrongful death. There was also an investigation by the state of Florida into her death. And one of the things that they found from the Scientologists' own records is that Lisa had been forcibly sedated with chloral hydrate and injections of liquid Valium while she was being held at the Scientology headquarters, the Flag Land Base, or as they call it, the Mecca of Technical Perfection.
You know, his statements, Alan, are just false. The court's ruling made it very clear all the charges were dropped, and what he's saying is absolutely unequivocally false.
David Minkoff lost his medical license for a year because he wrote the prescription for the liquid Valium that was given to Lisa without ever examining her. And that's public record. You can go look up Dr. David Minkoff's medical license with the Florida Licensing Bureau.
What about this clause that people have to sign?
Well, Scientology's version of the Baker Act. You know, CCHR is very much against the Baker Act, this notion of forcible commitment.
Let me ask Bruce about this. Because Harper's Magazine published this Church of Scientology Flag Service Organization agreement and general release regarding spiritual assistance. It says Scientology is a religion. Scientology is unalterably opposed as a matter of religious belief. Blah, 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 blah.
Alan, what that is saying is that a Scientologist can refuse psychiatric treatment if they care to.
It goes more than that. It also says that you specify, you give your consent that to have the presence of church members around the clock for whatever length of time is necessary to perform something called the introspection rundown process. Yes, right here.
That's false. What are you reading?
This is the consent form that Scientologists are asked to sign. The agreement and general release regarding spiritual assistance that you must sign as a provision of joining the practice.
It's not anything I've ever seen or signed, and I specifically consent
to the presence of church members around the clock for whatever length of time is necessary to perform the introspection rundowns processes and to achieve the spiritual results of the introspection rundown. What's the introspection rundown?
What I can tell you, I am not going to address the introspection rundown on the air because it's a technical account.
But it's part of the church, right? It's part of what you have to go through.
No, it's not part of what you have to go through. It's something that somebody may choose to do. And the essence of that consent form is basically that somebody can refuse psychiatric treatment and get spiritual counseling the way they want to and not be forced into a damaging psychiatric hospital and get drugged and shocked. That's the essence of that agreement.
But you're also actually giving up certain rights. You're basically saying, I'm going to let someone from the church hold me, keep me, and it's going to be at their discretion when I come out of isolation. It also signs away your rights to have contact at certain times with your family and friends.
There's no such thing.
It actually does say that.
Readers can read it for themselves. It's on my website, lisaclause.org.
I expect the church to intercede on my behalf to oppose efforts or extricate me from the certain predicaments of medical care. It says it signs away your rights to, the church basically has the right to keep you from friends and family at certain times during the Scientology process. It's all right there.
It gives you the right to the care that you want. And Scientologists are... reject psychiatric treatment, and that is the purpose of that form.
It says if circumstances ever arise in which government, medical, or psychiatric officials, or personnel, or family members, or friends attempt to compel, or coerce, or commit me for psychiatric evaluation, treatment, or hospitalization, I fully desire and expect that the church or Scientologists will intercede on my behalf to oppose such efforts or extricate me. For example, so because the Cult Awareness Network and others consider it a cult, If a family wants to come and try to deprogram somebody or get them away from the church, basically the person signing away their right.
The Cult Awareness Network is full of a bunch of felons.
It's funny. It's interesting. I'm just curious. Every time, David, I mention somebody who's opposed to your church, in the case of our other guest, Bruce, in the case of David, you're calling him a racist and worse. And when I bring up another group that is opposed to your organization and calls it a cult, they're a bunch of felons. So rather than actually responding on the facts, what you do is you hurl invective and name call in response to those who are opposed to what you're doing.
Yeah, with facts and not with innuendo and not with false statements. You have a problem with me calling this man a racist, yet I will quote again, the black underclass is a very sick culture. They can't be helped by programs. The black underclass, because those people are so screwed up, they're virtually unemployable. Ask Mr. Tresky if he said that or not. That's why I object to him. That's why I make those accusations. He is a racist and he's a bigot. But
here's the problem. I don't know what private or public comments Mr. Tresky has made in his entire career, having nothing to do with why he's on the show. Now, I can only do so much research in any one guest. And we're here to talk about the Church of Scientology
and some of the charges made about that.
You want to stick to that topic when it's convenient for you, but when it's not, you hurl invective at the other guest or at anybody who criticizes Scientology. And then when it's convenient, you say, but I thought we were just here to talk about psychiatry, but at the same time, you're proactively attacking anybody who has something negative to say about your practice.
So I'm the president of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. We're a psychiatric watchdog group. Let's focus on that.
Well, if we wanted to focus on that, why did you start talking about the other guest's alleged racism? And why did you start calling other people who've been critical of you felons? If you want to just focus on what's at hand, why have you made ad hominem comments about something having nothing to do with why we're here to discuss?
Because you brought this man in to discuss a religion.
And you knew you were coming on with him, and we didn't sabotage you, and you knew that would be the debate, but you chose to make Ed Hammond comment.
Let's talk about what happened.
We can talk about this.
CCA charges.
Until we're blue in the face.
But you started the Ed Hammond comments, so I'm challenging you.
Are we going to discuss psychiatry?
I am challenging you on the Ed. You're making a bunch of Ed Hammond comments having to do with anybody I bring up who opposes what you're talking about. David, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a website called PerkinsTragedy.org that I invite your listeners to visit. Jeremy Perkins is a Scientologist. His mother, Ellie, was a devoted Scientologist. In fact, she was the top auditor at the Church of Scientology in Buffalo. Jeremy, unfortunately, is schizophrenic, and his mother and father, being devoted Scientologists and supporters of CCHR, followed CCHR's advice. They treated Jeremy with vitamins. They also took Jeremy to see an osteopath, Conrad Malthayer, who happens to be one of the directors of CCHR.
Yeah.
And Dr. Malthayer's diagnosis was that Jeremy needed some kind of intravenous therapy to remove metal toxins from his blood. Nothing about schizophrenia. Well, unfortunately, Jeremy was never properly treated for schizophrenia, and he eventually had a psychotic break. He stabbed his mother, Ellie, 77 times, and she bled to death on her bedroom floor. Jeremy is now living in a state mental hospital.
What is Scientology's involvement in this?
So let's just point out the very large omitted piece of data that David has omitted. Jeremy was seen by neurologists. He was seen by psychiatrists. The young man hit his head on a truck in 2002, and that was the cause of his problem. Conrad Malthayer is not a director of CCHR.
I got to take a break.
And Jeremy got proper medical care.
I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to get some phone calls here so we can get our audience to weigh in with Dr. David Tresky and Bruce Wiseman. And it's 877-367-2526.
Do you think Alan is wrong? Why don't you pick up the phone and let him know what's right?
I'm Alan Combs. Bruce Wiseman is the U.S. National President of Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And David Tresky is professor at Carnegie Mellon University. And let us go to Melody in Santa Cruz. Hi, Melody.
Hi. This really makes me furious, this kind of ignorance and irresponsibility telling people not to go to psychiatrists. Psychiatry has made some mistakes with the psychotropic meds and target populations, but that happens in medicine all the time. You don't throw out the whole science, and it is a science, so it has nuances of social science because of that. Mental illnesses are medical conditions, and they are often treatable with medications. When you have somebody in a clinical depression, for instance, you are not talking about somebody who's having a down day. You're talking about suicide, people who kill their babies, like Henry Gates.
What do you say to that? Let's give Bruce a chance to respond.
All due respect, Melanie, and I understand you sound concerned, but the fact of the matter is there is no medical, physical basis for any psychiatric illness. There are no CAT scans. There are no blood tests. There are no X-rays. There are no PET scans. And when you talk about suicide, Melanie, please understand that the FDA has come out and said that the very drugs that psychiatrists are giving millions of children cause them to kill themselves. It's the psychiatrist.
Wait, Bruce,
adolescents because their brains aren't fully formed yet, but for adults they are sometimes invaluable.
All right, thank you very much. You say there are no no X-rays, no CAT scans. Doesn't Scientology teach that there are engrams and that there are certain parts of the brain that get affected when you have a negative experience, and you go through a process to achieve a state of clear, and that you have some device that can basically show where in the brain there are impressions from having these experiences. Isn't that what Scientology teaches?
Absolutely not, Alan. I don't know what you're
saying. It's in Dianetics. It's in the book.
No, it's not.
I read it.
I'll tell you. I don't know what Dianetics book
What are engrams?
No. Engrams are negative mental experiences. The mind isn't the brain, Alan.
Right. And are there some kind of impressions on the mind from these experiences?
On the mind, not the brain.
But is there any kind of anything that would show up on any kind of a test to indicate that?
No. No.
So what,
this is something that somebody handles in counseling.
What are these processes you go through? In Scientology, when you go through that process where you achieve these various states, and they ask you, and you go through these, you clear these engrams. How does Scientology determine where those engrams are?
How does Scientology determine
it?
The Scientology doesn't determine it. The person determines it with a counselor.
And how do you find the engrams?
I'm sorry. Say
how
what?
Do you find the engrams? How do you find those?
It's a technical procedure in the Dianetics book, and people should decide for themselves.
Right. So, but isn't that a procedure much like you would go through a CAT scan or anything else to find certain?
Absolutely not. People should read the Dianetics book and decide for themselves what kind of therapy it is. It's got nothing to do with the.
But
brain.
It is therapy, isn't it?
Pardon me?
That is therapy.
Yeah, of course it's therapy.
So why is your therapy better than somebody else's therapy?
Because it works.
Well, it may work for some people. It may not work for everybody.
Where are the clinical studies?
There are none.
Well, there was one study in Dianetics in the 1950s,
nor are there any studies to show that psychiatric, so-called psychiatric symptoms have any medical basis. And the difference is that psychiatrists lie and defraud the public and tell them that there is.
Right.
Which is a lie.
All right, let's go to Susan in Brooklyn. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to tell about two psychiatric abuse cases in my own very small family. And this supports what Mr. Wiseman said about psychiatry being unscientific.
Are you a Scientologist, by the way?
My 80-year-old mother was in a nursing home because she had Parkinson's disease.
Uh-huh.
And it affected her both physically but largely mentally.
Right.
And she was on a slow decline. It wasn't a precipitous decline, but a slow decline. And all of a sudden, I found out that she had been given a psychiatric drug. And the reason why I found out is I discovered that all of a sudden she took this, it was precipitous. She went
right.
from being in a walker to being in a wheelchair with her head like over on the side and drooling.
Does that mean all psychiatry is bad?
All I can tell you is that I have two examples in my own family.
Right. No, I understand.
That one,
right.
And then there's the one with another family member.
I understand. I got to make two, but let me ask this. Are you a Scientologist?
Yes, I am.
All right. I do thank you. We'll be right back. 877-367-2526.
Had enough of everyone else's opinion? Pick up the phone and give us yours. Call 877-367.
With us, Bruce Wiseman of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, founded by the Church of Scientology back in 1969. David Turetsky is a research professor at Carnegie Mellon University. He has written on the topic, Dave in Los Angeles. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Alan. I want to thank you for confronting, first off, Mr. Wiseman on his evasive, dishonest, and rude conduct on your program. But I want to ask him a question.
Go ahead.
I want to ask him if, isn't it an example, the unusually frequent mention of abortions in the book of Dianetics, which he refers to, evidence that Scientology is based on the philosophy of Satanism, as was espoused by Aleister Crowley, who was L. Ron Hubbard's mentor in the 1940s.
Dave, I don't know what you're drinking there, buddy, but opposition.
Let him answer. Hold on. Let him answer.
Can I answer?
Yeah, please. Let him answer, Dave.
Mr. Hubbard stood opposed to abortion in Dianetics. If you read it properly, if I can just finish. Now let me give you a quote here, Dave. I'm giving you a quote. I'm for postpartum abortion.
Dave, stop. Let him answer.
I'm for postpartum abortion, retroactive abortion, up until, say, the age of 6 months. That's a quote from David Turetsky.
Hey, I don't know.
Is that true, David? Is that your view?
I don't address Scientology libel, and I'm not going to wrestle with pigs on your show or any radio show.
All right. I thank you very much for the call, sir. Was Aleister Crowley a mentor to L. Ron Hubbard?
No.
He was not?
Absolutely not.
Did L. Ron Hubbard have an interest in Satanism?
Absolutely not.
Was he a science fiction writer?
Of course he was.
Did he once say, if I really wanted to make money, I'd start my own religion?
No, that is a false quote attributed to him. It was not made by Mr. Hubbard, and I'd be happy to send you the information
right.
to show that it was
I appreciate
false.
Your both of your time tonight. I thank you both very much for a spirited debate here.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much. Bruce Wiseman and Dr. David Turetsky. Wide open phones when we get back. 877-4-ALAN, 877-367-2526 when we get back.